Now watch this. Can y'all put me up? This in the Passion. Romans 8:17. I want to back up to the 14th verse in Romans 8:14. I want y'all to listen real good. Y'all got it. All right, let's look at this together. So what it mean? I want you to get it in your spirit, because I'm going to say something on the end of this. What it mean to be one with the Lord? By what mature children of God are those who were moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit? They do what? They move by the impulse of the Holy Spirit. Go on, move on. And you did not receive what? The spirit of religious duty. And that's what 2 many saints are caught up in. Just doing religious duty. You are to be led by the Spirit of God. You don't get caught up in religious duty, just doing something because somebody else did it. The Spirit knows the will of God. And this call for people to grow up and know God for themselves, know the Lord, know the Word, know what it says. So you practice it. See, people become satisfied in their kind of thinking and flesh. Well, I've been to church this morning. What do you do the rest of the other hours, 24? You got 24 hours in a day, and 7 times 24 is what? All of them. And you spend one of them here, and what you going to do with the rest of them? So he said, and you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into what? Into the fear of never being good enough. Just went to church. You leave here and go back right because you did the religious duty, leads you right back into that fear, I'm not good enough. And you start comparing yourself with somebody else in the audience. Well, so-and-so think they something. But this is not what the Holy Spirit is in you for. He doesn't lead you that way. Hallelujah. He doesn't lead you to compare yourself. He wants you to understand your place. What it means to be one with the Lord. Hallelujah. But you have what? Received the spirit of full what? Acceptance. Enfold you into the family of God. You are in the family of God. You have just as much right in the family as anybody else. Every one of my children, not one of them, not a single one of them was denied the right to come to the table at mealtime. You can see that, can't you? Not a single one of them would put out those at night and had to sleep outside and survive the best way they could. They had a full right to what we, as parents, and we provided them for a shelter and so forth. They had a full right. We didn't leave one of them outside, on the reason if we had, because we didn't have no room when we got ready to go somewhere in the vehicle. They all had a full right to ride. When you have a full right, you don't go around complaining. You understand who you are with the Lord. You don't complain about your much education or your lack of education. You don't complain about the color of your skin, whether it's dark, cream, light, or in between. You understand who you are with the Lord. And your skin color do not define your position. You do not define, are you hearing me, who you are with the Lord because of what family you were born in. They might have been very poor, but now you come to know Jesus, that changes everything. You don't keep on hopping on that, hey, my parents didn't have nothing. Well, you're in a new family now. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. And so he said, receive the spirit of full acceptance. Enfold into what? The family of God. And you will what? Never feel how? For as he rises up within us, our spirits join him in what? Saying, I want you to listen. Because see, a lot of saints, when it comes to the word, they get quiet. But you got to talk. Saying the word of what? Tender affection, beloved Father. He's a what? Tender affection, beloved Father. He's not mean. He's not cruel. He's tender. He's affectionate towards you. And he is a beloved Father. So if bad things are going on in your life and you're suffering with stuff, don't accuse him of it. Because he's tender. Huh? Affection. Beloved Father. Keep going. For the Holy Spirit makes God's what? Fatherhood real to us. The Holy Spirit does what? Makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being. You are God's beloved child. You don't need these getting naysayers. You don't need some endorsement and improvement by somebody to approve you. You already got the one that's inside of you to approve you. Hallelujah. He'll whisper to you, and I haven't had him to do it. Jimmy, I'm pleased with you. He said, you please me. I love you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.